May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Gyuk Audio mini podcast, A Brief Memory. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable and free from economic hardship and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. Today's brief memory comes from Gary Snyder. It's from Gary Snyder in conversation at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco, which ends with the following quote, and we have this, thanks to Paulden McLennan. Suzuki Roshi, who founded the Zen Center in San Francisco, said to me when I first came back from Japan in 1969, do you know what's wrong with Americans? They're too serious. They don't have enough sense of humor. I knew just what he was saying, because the Japanese Buddhist world has this knack for seeming very formal and very strict on the surface, and then just having a freewheeling, very tolerant time behind the surface. That's a trick. A lot of American Buddhism is still crypto-Protestantism. Well said, Gary Snyder, and well said, Shunyu Suzuki. I heard stuff like that a lot. There was a Japanese guy who used to sit at Zen Center. I've got an interview with him on Kyuk. And he wasn't Japanese-American. I think he was Japanese-Japanese. And he was there pretty early on, before I was there. And he said he was talking what it was like. He said Suzuki's students were very, very, very serious. Suzuki played with that word in a sense. He had a good use of it and a bad use of it. He'd say, don't be so serious. And then he'd say, be serious. So what's the difference? Well, it's like when Ryuho Yamada came. When Suzuki was sick, Ryuho came, you know, to be a monk at Zen Center and ended up shiatsuing Suzuki toward the end of his life. And he said, Suzuki said to him early on when he first arrived, he said, Ryuho, you want to be successful here, be serious. These are serious students here. And Ryuho said, God, he was so right. In Japan, we can get by with just faking it, but they're not faking it here. Well, that's very nice. They have their good points. We have our good points. I'd say we've got more to learn from them than from us, but hard to say. The word they were using wasn't serious. It was, they were speaking in Japanese, it was majime. Majime is usually translated as serious, but it means earnest and diligent. So it's a good word. And so he was saying American students are diligent. But then Suzuki would say, oh, don't be so serious. Or you're very serious, you know. So what's the difference between the two? The good serious just means you're applying yourself diligently and that you're really putting your whole body and mind into your practice. And what does that mean? That means you're just being yourself and doing what you're doing. letting all the greed, hate, and delusion fall away. All right. That's not an emotional thing. That just means you're practicing. right? The serious that isn't good is an emotion or an attachment. An attachment to seriousness. You know, and a lot of us were very serious. And it's hard not to be, you know, because, you know, you're trying to change your lifestyle. You're trying to wake up. It's natural. You know, whatever we do, we're going in the wrong direction because we're going in a direction. But anyway, so so do you know what's wrong with Americans? They're too serious. They don't have enough sense of humor. Pretty good. Okay, so let's be serious about our practice to awaken, but let's not be serious. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast, A Brief Memory. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonor with Doggy Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.